Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. Amen. And also, we want to hear from you. Amen. You can leave your comments on our blogtalkradio.com comment section after each episode. At the bottom, you can go in and type what you think, other things you might want to talk about here on Blog Talk Radio. You also can email me at Angelique Lawrence, that's A-N-G-E-L-I-C Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, at yahoo.com. And you can also, I have a Twitter account, amen? And you can always go there. It is Elder Angie for real. Amen. So you can follow me there. So God bless you all as you go grab your pen and your paper. And we're going to get started with Truth Finders. But we're going to start off with a prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We bless and praise you. We bless and honor you. And we bless and adore you. Lord, I thank you because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We honor, magnify, worship you in the beauty of holiness. And Holy Spirit, we just invite you to come in and have your way, Lord God. Sup with us on today. Labor with us on today, Lord God. Give us a word straight from the throne of grace, Lord God. You move by your Spirit, Lord God. Feed us, Lord God. Give us our daily bread on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, we just bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. We ask you to move. We thank you for enlightening us, Lord God, lifting us up, Lord God, and giving us what we need for this day, Lord God, to have the strength to do everything that you're calling us to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, we just bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. And we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you all, you fellow truth finders. Amen. I know it's been a while, but we're back on the air, amen, and we're going to start. I know we've covered so much in Truth Finders. I know you always want me to go back and do a weekly summary, but for right now, we're going to have to get it. It's been so long, we're going to get into something new. And so what I want to start on our series is the Tree of Righteousness. And I came, and the Holy Ghost gave me this. I was reading a book, and the man of God was talking about demonic trees, demonic witchcraft. And one thing that came to mind was, whatever God does, the devil tries to do and mock it. He's a great imitator. Everything good that God does, the devil tries to turn around and mock it and make it for evil. Amen. We hear that all the time. What the devil made for evil, God turns around for good. But the devil always tries to mock it. And so I was reading this book about the tree of demonic forces and how it builds and how things build up and how as it starts to flourish, things start to come out and you see them in people's personalities. I said, but you know what? God has a way. Amen. And so God said, I have a tree of righteousness. Hallelujah. He said, and in that tree of righteousness, all these things add up for my glory in this tree of righteousness. And so we're going to start our series on the tree of righteousness. And what's going to happen, what happens is we're going to cover a lot of stuff that we've already covered, amen, but it's all intertwined and how it comes together. And so God gave me a little diagram, amen. And so today we're going to start off with the seed. Before we even get to the tree, we're going to start off with the seed. And it's what's inside the seed is hope. Amen. We always hear people say, all you need is the seed, mustard seed of faith for things to move mountains. Yeah, but we have to get to what's in the seed. You can't have faith until you have hope. Amen? You can't have, and I'm going to say this one more time, you can't have faith until you have hope. We know, we hear this all the time, the definition of faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You can never get to a point of faith if you have no hope. And so let's dive into the seed that's going in the ground that's going to flourish in our lives concerning the things of God. And so we're going to deal with hope, and we're going to start with Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. And it says here, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that with the veil. And so for us to even get to a point that we can serve God, that we know who he is, we have to have a hope. And what happens with hope, it's the seed that we plant in the ground for everything that comes out of the glory of God to come up. But our soul has to be anchored in hope. Here's the thing. We're a three-part man. We mind, will, and emotion. We have souls, all these things that we have in a fleshy human thing. But it's our soul that's battling, our spirit man, and God is battling for our soul at the end of this journey. And so our soul has to be anchored in hope. We have to have hope in God for everything, every promise of God to flourish, everything that God has promised us naturally and spiritually to come forth. There has to be a seed of hope in there. We have to be able to look to something. So what is hope? When we look at hope in the Greek, because we're going to deal with Greek because we're dealing with New Testament, it's 1680 for those of you who like to go back to the Strong Concordance and look it up. And it's to anticipate, usually with pleasure, expectation, and confidence. Amen? And when we look at the Webster definition of it, it's a feeling of expectation and desire for certain things to happen. And it's also a feeling of trust. And we're going to deal with all those definitions on today. And so when we look at hope, let's look at our biblical hope. Because we're not looking at things, we don't look at things the way the world sees them. We see them the way God wants us to see it. So let's look at biblical hope. Biblical hope consists of assurance in the heart, even a firm confidence about future things, because these things are based on God's promises and revelation. And so when we look at hope, it's equated to trust. So when we look at our biblical hope and what's going on there is, there has to be a trust, a surety, a know down on the inside that you know that God is able. You have to know that. Before you can even accept salvation, before you can accept anything that God's trying to do in your life, you have to have a hope, a confidence, a surety, a trust in who God is. And this is why we always have people tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine, because their soul is not anchored in hope. Their soul is anchored in religion, meaning that they are, everything they do is to do what men say. If I do this, if I do this, if I do this, I'll be saved. If I go here and I go there and if I go to church every week and if I do this, then I'm going to be well-pleasing in God. But the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. And without, you can't have faith if you have no hope or confidence or trust in who he is. And so when we see in the day and age right now where people are falling away all the time, or people are walking in fear, or people are not believing God in this season when pandemic come and when sickness come and when illness come, it's because their soul was never anchored in hope. They never truly trusted in God. They just simply trust. When we look at the Old Testament, let's go over to Psalms 33, 21, and 22. Amen. For those of you writing it down, we're going over to Psalms 33 and 21. So when we look in the Old Testament, a lot of times they didn't use the word hope. They used trust. And that's why I say it's equated both to go back, you know, they're synonymous with each other. You can go back and forth, hope and trust, trust and hope, because you can't hope in anything if you don't trust it. That's what hope is. Like we said with our definition, it's a confidence. It's an expectation. It's knowing. It's a know down in our spirit. So when we look at Psalms 33, and I'm going to read 21 and 22, and it says this, for our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. And so when we looked at this, and this is a Psalms, amen, this is one of David's Psalms. He said, I had to trust in you, Lord God. No matter what I was going through, no matter what my situation, whatever my trouble was, I had to have a trust that you were already delivering me before I even asked you to help me. Amen. Let's go over to, because I'm going to keep building the scriptures, and so you can get these scriptures so we don't go so fast that you don't get the scriptures. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 146, 3 through 5. Psalms 146, verses 3 through 5 says this: Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And so David was teaching us how to trust in God. Now, here's the thing. What people always say, they can't seem to fathom trusting in somebody they can't see. But as we build that confidence, as we have that hope, as we understand who he is, we'll be able to lean and depend and trust on him like we do. Because the thing that people have a lot hard time with in the flesh is the problem we have is we look to man to help us. But God told us in the Old Testament, why don't you just let me be your God and you be my people. Let me be your father. Let me take care of you. Let me do everything you need. Have your confidence in me. Man is going to fail you. Man can't do everything, but I can save you. I can heal you. I can deliver you. I created the heavens and the earth. I called it forth. I created you. I know the very hairs that are on your head. He said, so why won't I do it for you? Why can't your confidence wholly be in me? Amen. He said, this hope does not disappoint. Let's look at Romans. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And we're going to get over there, fellow truth finders. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And it says, and hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You will not be ashamed. When you hope in God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, he will never let you be ashamed. Let's look at another instance of that. Let's look at Psalms 22, 4 and 5. Psalms chapter 22, verses 4 and 5. Okay, we get over there. I'm getting there, truth finders. I'm getting there. Psalms chapter 22, verses 4 and 5. And it says this: Our father trusted in thee, and they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. And when we look at confounded, it means ashamed. You won't be ashamed when you put all your trust and confidence in God. Once you know who he is, hallelujah, when you truly know who he is and what he's done and what he's capable of doing, what you'll find is your confidence won't be in anything by anybody else, including your own self and your own ability to do things. He will not let you be ashamed. And so when we see God moving, let's look at Isaiah. Isaiah 49 and 23. And I know it's a lot of scriptures, truth finders, but you know what we do. We get our scriptures, we put them in our notes, we go back and read them, and we build on that thing that God has given us. Hallelujah. That's going to help us as we build our tree of righteousness in this season, as God is going to just flourish us in him. But we have to know the parts. Hallelujah. We got to know what God wants us to do, what we need for the foundation to be able to build a strong tree that's rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus. So by now you all should be over to Isaiah chapter 49, and we're going to look at verse 23. And it says this: And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face towards the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. But they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. And so when your hope, my God, the thing about it, when your hope is in Christ Jesus, when people are mean to you, when people do things to you that you know weren't right, you knew they weren't just, you know they mocked you, God say, if you hope in me and wait on me and let me do this thing, he said, the battle is not mine, yours, but it's the Lord's. I'll fight your battle. because you trusted in me, and you're my child. And as long as you trust in me, as long as you lean, depend on me, as long as you just hold on to me in every area, I won't let you be ashamed. Matter of fact, I make your enemies to be your footstool. Matter of fact, I'll use your enemies to push you up even higher in the things of God. And then they're going to look and see that I am with you. Hallelujah. That I'm the God that never leaves you or forsakes you. Hallelujah. And so God is saying to us, don't lose hope. Don't discourage. Amen. I know people say, oh, you got to have faith, but faith starts somewhere. You got to be able to trust God for you to even be able to start with faith. Amen. Let's look at Proverbs 13 and 12. And I'm giving you this scripture, and you'll see why after we read it. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. See here? 13 and 12 says this. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. And this is something I wanted us to see, because hope can be deferred. That doesn't mean God's not going to do it. It just means that you have to wait a little while for it. And as one of the scriptures, and we don't have that in our notes today, but they say patience worketh hope, and hope not be ashamed. Amen. We read Romans 5 and 5, but the scripture before that says, you know, you have to have patience, and patience worketh endurance, endurance maketh hope, and hope maketh not be ashamed. When we look at Proverbs 13 and 12, we need to understand that if God don't do it today, he can do it tomorrow. If he don't do it tomorrow, he can do it in 10 years. If he doesn't do it in 10 years, he can do it in 20 years. But believe you me, if you're hoping and trusting in God for it, it may be deferred, and it'll make your heart sick, and it'll make you feel like, Lord, God just ain't going to do this thing. I've been asking and seeking and praying and fasting and hoping and hoping and hoping, and it still hasn't come to pass. But Solomon told us in his wise book of Proverbs, he said, it makes the heart sick, but when it comes to pass, it's a tree of life. You'll be so happy, you won't even think about the stuff. You don't even, hallelujah, you don't even think about the wait time. You're going to be so happy because you knew that God was going to do it, and he's not going to let you be ashamed in hoping in him for it. Amen. And so we have to have a stand. Hallelujah. We have to know that it's the tree of life. It's the promises of God, which is yes and amen. He said, stand on those promises. Trust me to do it. Don't listen to man. Don't listen to what nobody else say. Don't listen to the naysayers, the soothsayers, the news. None of that stuff matters. As long as you trust and hope in me, I will do it for you. Amen. And so when we look at the basis for our hope, what is the basis for our hope? Our hope comes from the scriptures. As we read the scriptures, we understand what God is doing. We already read in Psalms 22, 4 and 5 that talks about, hallelujah, about trust not in man, but trust in God, and he will not let you be ashamed. He also says in Psalms 103, 1 through 5, Psalms 103, 1 through 5, amen. Psalms 103, 1 through 5. This is a power scripture. This is one of my favorite scriptures. I read the scripture all the time. And so when we look at the Psalm of David, Psalms 103, 1 through 5 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgive all thy iniquities, who heal all thy disease, who redeem thy life from destruction, who crown thee from loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy thy mouth for good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Amen. That's why he said our basis for our hope is because we read the scriptures and we see that God is moving on behalf of his people all the time. He doesn't let them be ashamed. As long as they trust in him, from Genesis to Revelation, every time they hoped in God, he showed up. No matter if it took 100 years, 5 years, and the children of Israel, it took him 400 years to bring them out of bondage. But nevertheless, he did it. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? That's a basis for our hope. When we look at our biblical hope, that's the basis of scriptures. As we read the stories, as we get the confidence in who what he's done for others. And God is not a respecter of man. So if he did it for them, surely he's going to do it for us. Amen. That's the basis for our hope. Amen. Let's go over to Psalms 124:8. Amen. And we're just going to keep walking through the scriptures because we can show people this is the basis for his hope. This is why I trust God. This is why I serve him. This is why I show up every time he calls my name. This is why I go to church, hallelujah, every Sunday. This is why I go to Bible study, because God, hallelujah, has been so good. He's been able to deliver me out of every situation and circumstances as long as I trust in him. Amen. And so let's look at Psalms 124:8 says this: our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Like I said earlier, who wouldn't serve a God like that? Amen. As long as we trusted in him, he would do it. Hebrews 13:6. Amen. Get those. Amen. And if you always want to go back and get some of these scriptures, you can always shoot me an email, like I said earlier, AngeliqueLawrence@yahoo.com, or give a you can put a comment on Blog Talk in the show episode box, and we will get you those scriptures as soon as you need them. So we're getting over to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13. Amen. Hebrews is a power book, and if you haven't read Hebrews, I really admonish you to read it. I know a lot of people quote 11:1 about what the definition of faith, but Hebrew is just has so much concerning the things of God. Hallelujah. So let's get over to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6 says this: so that we may be boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And so our basis, our hope is, as long as we know that the Lord is our helper, as long as we know that he's going to do it, as long as our confidence and trust is in him, I'm not going to fear nothing man can do. No man could do anything to them unless a God allows them, because my faith and my trust is in him. My hope is in him. My confidence is in him. Everything that he told me, he said he's not the son of man that he shall lie. Hallelujah. So everything he told me, whether it be directly or through the word of God, I believe it. And therefore, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, he said, I believe it. Amen. I trust it. When he spoke it to me, when I read it in his word, I believed it. And so now that I know that he's my helper, he's my comforter, he's my guider, he's my father, he's my protector, he's my husband for the husbandless, the friend to the friendless, hallelujah. Now that I know this, my confidence is this: oh, man can't do anything to me as long as I hope in God. He only can do what I allow him to do, or only do what God allows him to do. But the only person, hallelujah, hallelujah, the only person that has the, hallelujah, dominion over that is my Father, my helper, amen? And this is where we're talking about our basis for our hope. Let's look at Philippians 4:19. Philippians chapter 4, hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says this. And this is very familiar, so you all should know this one. But my God should supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And the powerful thing about this, he said, but my God. And God said, make it personal. I'm your God. As you trust, when you trust him and have that hope, that assuring hope that's biblically based, that says, I have confidence in you, my anticipation is you, my high expectation is in you, Lord God. Now he's my God. He's not our God, but he's my God. He's my personal God. Hallelujah. And that's the difference we have from the Old Testament, when they just seen him as a big God, to now the Holy Spirit living down on the inside. Now he's my God. Amen. Now my trust, now that I feel him moving on the inside, now that I hear his voice, that he speaks to me. Hallelujah. He speaks to my spirit. Amen. He speaks to me. Now I know he's my God. Hallelujah. So now I have no problem hoping and trusting in him, because he's with me. He's my God. Hallelujah. And so that's the basis for our hope. We have a personal relationship with him. He's so sovereign, but yet he's so personal. He's so in touch with our feelings and our infirmities and our emotion, and he always knows what's going on in our life, and he's always moving on our behalf. And so once we know this, amen, we have no problems with our hope, amen. Those, and I want us to see this, and I'm going to say this to you: those without God have no reason for hope. And we need to realize that as believers, those who don't know God don't have hope. This is what the world is void of. It's void of hope. When things just come around like this coronavirus and everything that's going on in the world comes, fear comes upon them because they have no hope. Amen. How do we know this? Let's look at Ephesians 2 and 12. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 says this. That at that time you were without Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope without God in the world. Amen. And let's look at 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13 says this, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. And so before, and you need to go back, and we need to meditate on this sometimes. You need to go back and say, before I knew God, I had no hope. But now that I know who I am, who I belong to, that someone died, hallelujah, that my God died and shed his blood for me, hallelujah, that I know, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that he did these things for me. Now I can have a hope and an assurance of who I am and who made me and how much I am loved, amen. But when we look at Ephesians 2 and 12 and 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13, here's the thing. God called us to give people hope, hallelujah. We know the truth, and the truth made us free. Now it's time for us to make others free with the truth, amen, understanding that there's a hope, hallelujah. Stopping and telling somebody, you don't have to be feared. There's a hope in Christ Jesus. There's a surety in Christ Jesus. There's an abundant life in Christ Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is a liberty, hallelujah, that we've been given. And we have that hope, and I want to share that hope with you on today, amen? And so as we're building our tree of righteousness, amen, and God said we have to start with the mustard seed. What's inside the mustard seed is hope. When people show up for church, before they join church, before they get saved, their hope is, I want to just go and get a word. I don't know what it is, but I can't be in this despair. This can't be it. There has to be more. And I tell you on today, that more is Jesus Christ. That more that they're looking for is down on the inside of you. It's the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, the comforter, the healer, the guider, protector, hallelujah, hallelujah, the friend to the friendless, the mother to the motherless, amen. That's what you have. And so God is saying to us, share that hope with somebody. Let that gift of righteousness, amen, that I've given to you, let it be spread abroad, hallelujah, with the hope that's down on the inside. Anchor your soul in hope that you may be able to pull someone else out of hell, hallelujah, out of hopelessness and distress, and pull them up with you and say, let me tell you about this God, hallelujah, that did all this for me, hallelujah, who told me everything that I need to know, who comforts me, protects me, heals me, guides me, and takes me on the path that I should go. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Lord. Amen. And our last scripture, amen, let's go to Psalms 31 and 24. Psalms 31 and 24. Let's get over there right quick because we're ending. Amen. I thank you all for being and joining us on our first edition of Truth Finders since we've been back on the air, amen. Psalms 31 and 24 says this, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen. So I thank God for joining us as we've been building our tree of righteousness on today, amen. And we started with what's inside the mustard seed of faith, which is hope, amen. And God is going to build us up, amen, as we get to know him, amen. Join us next week at the same time and same place, and let the truth make you free. God bless you and have an awesome day.